The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello there and welcome. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week we're interviewing Kay Wu. You know her better as Shin Wipe, and lately as Winnie the Shipboard Computer. Let's begin. The first question we asked Kay was, what was your first introduction to Robots of the Company?
Well, I've been involved with Dream Realm since the very beginning, and ROTC was one of the first projects that was discussed. And I remember getting an email for the pitch for two characters. I don't even think they were robots yet, called Putch and Squeak. I think one was an elephant. At some point, as those emails went back and forth, the original pitch for Putch and Squeak got changed, and they became robots. And it became this whole bigger project called Robots of the Company, and all these other characters started to show up. So I guess you could say that I've been involved with Robots of the Company since the very beginning.
Shin Wipe was the major character that you used to play. Was she a fun character to play?
Shin Wipe was a lot of fun to play. She was loud, she was slightly obnoxious, she got to yell a lot, very, very angry, which was actually a lot of fun to play because it's very cathartic to just be yelling and just generally not nice to people.
What, if any, was your inspiration behind the performance of Shin Wipe?
So I think when I first read Shin Wipe, it was pretty clear she was an administrator, she was very bossy, and I don't remember when the angry part came into it, but I got in my head that I wanted her to have a really thick accent. And I thought it would be funny to try to emulate a few different cartoon characters. I folded in a little bit of Chicken from Cow and Chicken and Foulmouth from Tiny Toon Adventures. And I just thought it would be really funny to have this really brash, unpleasant character being in charge and really on top of things, or so she thought.
Do you have any fond memories of playing Shin Wipe?
I think the most fun I ever had playing Shin Wipe, it was also one of the hardest. I think it was the Dr. Phil show, and Shin Wipe goes on this long swearing streak, and I don't swear. And trying to figure out what I could plug into the holes that would make it sound like I was swearing even though I wasn't was a lot of fun, and I think we came up with some really funny, goofy things. I think Monday Loving was possibly my favorite, and that made me laugh a lot.
Any thoughts on the 10th anniversary of Robots of the Company?
Congratulations! Yay, you've made it! I am amazed that it's gone on for 10 years, and I can't believe how fast it's been. Looking forward to seeing where it goes. It's gone through a lot of different twists and turns and changes over the years, and I'm sure that there are many, many more planned.
In Season 8, you have a new character named Winnie. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Winnie is impossibly chipper. She is, in my mind, another version of Briscoe. Just very, very happy, very, very willing to please, possibly not very bright, but really good robot people. Just really good heart and tries really, really hard.
Do you have a favorite character in Robots of the Company?
Yes, I do. I love Briscoe, so getting to play Winnie is very, very exciting. Briscoe was easily one of my favorites from the very beginning, with a close second with Excelsior, which is actually why I wrote the episode I did even in the first season, which was just Briscoe and Excelsior talking to one another. It was a riff on Pinky and the Brain, and really just sort of me doing Robots of the Company fanfiction, because I got to take two of my favorite characters and have them riff off of one another for a few minutes.
Thank you for talking with us, Kay. You have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time out, we talked to Kay Wu. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again next time with another interview. Don't miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.